At the dawn of the Second World War, the Ju-87 Stuka dive bomber symbolized the lightning speed of the Blitzkrieg attack. Flying close support for Hitler's mechanized and swift-moving Wehrmacht, the Stuka became a feared symbol of Germany's aerial might. When the ground forces encountered resistance, a call to the Luftwaffe would quickly bring a wing of Stukas to neutralize the opposition, be it tanks, bunkers, artillery, or personnel. The Stukas would wheel over the battlefield like birds of prey looking for the target. When it was identified, the Stukas would pitch forward into a steep 80-degree dive. To the whine of their propellers and roar of their Junkers' Jumbo engines would be added the shriek of sirens attached to their fixed landing gear. And finally, the scream of air rushing through the Stukas' air brakes. On the ground, the unearthly noise made men panicky, as did the sight of the Stukas growing larger and larger at 350 miles per hour. At about 3,000 feet, the pilots would release their 550-pound main bomb and begin to pull out of the dive, spending about 1,500 feet of altitude swooping into level flight. The bombs, meanwhile, would be exploding with terrible accuracy on their targets. From Poland to Norway to France, the Stuka rained terror on Allied armies. Then the Stuka, as well as the entire Luftwaffe, received its first major setback. Over the skies of England during the Battle of Britain, during that ferocious and costly battle, the Stuka proved to be no match for Spitfires and Hurricanes and had to be withdrawn. Though it continued to serve on the new Eastern Front against the Soviet Union, the Stuka was no longer the terror machine it had been in the early days. In fact, its days, like those of the Third Reich, were numbered.